Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Become part of the conversation and part of the solution by, you know, check us out on the website, therealside.com. You can find us all over the place. I like to joke to say we're like horse manure on a ranch. You can find us pretty much anywhere. But the website's the best place to do it. Look, if you want to sign up for text alerts, you know, letting you know that the show's starting and what's going on, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. We'll add you to the list, and that way then you'll get a clue as to when the show's coming in. I do not know why you just can't use your own little calendar, but that's cool. What I have to do to get you motivated, listening, getting you properly informed, so you can go out and fight the same fight we're fighting. There's nothing special about us. We just happen to have a microphone. Later on, after the first break, constitutionalist Tony Roman's going to join me. He's the owner of Basilico's Pasta and Vino in Southern California. And he had it. He was done with all this garbage that was going on, and he pushed back. He was not just protecting his rights, but his workers' rights, their ability, their rights to wear, not to wear a mask, to wear whatever, to work and make money. You know, and he pushed, I can tell you what, you know, you're going to put a sign in the window, no shoes, no shirt, wear a mask, no service. Really that simple. But you know what, you could do the same thing. So Tony's going to join me to try to encourage you and let's get you moving in the right direction. And to prove that it can't get any weirder, I don't even know if this is a real word. Seriously. CNN. An op-ed on CNN said that fonts can be racist. God bless. There's nothing stopping you. There is no, the common sense has left the building. There are no adults left over at CNN and other places like that. Just nuts. You know, people are doing everything they can to fight racism, but will never be enough. Really? A new CNN op-ed said, well, maybe not. Maybe never. Karate wonton, chow fun, at the end of chop suey fonts, because they are racist. Right? and the way to prove that you're racist, you ready for this one? This is always great. If you're driving, don't do this. Close your eyes. Imagine a font that you would use to depict the word Chinese. Right? You know, how did it look? Did you envision an alphabet, you know, just rife with the swingy, wedge-shaped strokes you've seen on restaurants and signs? And you mean the ones put together by Chinese people who put Chinese signs together, who designed their businesses to look like China or buildings you would see in China? That doesn't mean they're racist. You know, that the whole cultural appropriation didn't work out for you. So now you had to jump on the word racist. Like now, depending on the lettering that you use on your wall, you guys are shameless. Brainless, shameless, moralless, godless people. You're worried that letters are going to depict, going to make somebody feel bad. How can a letter, by the pure form of racism, how can a letter be racist. Or are you changing the words as you go? Because that's different. Right? As it turns out, the use of lettering that looks supposedly Chinese to reference things that are supposedly Chinese, well, it's a little cringy. It's hard not to cringe at Chinese stereotypes bundled up with each font package. So I was looking at watching Jerry Lewis the other night, and a little outtakes of his, bits and pieces. You know, in his day, whether it was him, Sid Caesar, and the rest of them, there were definitely Chinese stereotypes. There were definitely Italian stereotypes. There was definitely Jewish stereotypes. Right? And, my God, how did we make it through that time? No, really, how did we make it through that time? You know, I joke on a regular basis, but it's partially true. Is it really going to play, if the loons on the left are really going to play this game, and they're really into equity or equality or whatever word or terminology they're spitting and using now, you got to pull the mafia out of every movie. You really do. And they can't be Italian. If you want to leave them in, that's fine. But they have to be a mix. There has to be inclusion. You would have to have LGBTQ characters and black characters and white characters. You'd have to have characters in a wheelchair. You'd have to have... You see how ridiculous this is? That's not what the mafia was. So you don't depict them that way. The docks in San Francisco. They weren't all inclusive. So you don't depict them that way. Do you know what I'm saying? Even now, when they're doing movies or shows about the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, and they're talking about being more inclusive, why? They weren't then. If you're trying to depict an era, if you're trying to show us what it was like back then, show it for real, like it was. Don't interject colors, faces, types, ethnicities, just because you want to be more inclusive. Bupkis, you're trying to do something that looks good. I mean, that really depicts the time. It's just craziness for you to do, for not to do that. And some people cringe at the chop. Why? That's what it was. Chop suey fonts, to be clear, have been cooked up by, you know, designers in the West. They're not real. Well, did any of you ever think, I'm just throwing something out here for a second. Did any of you ever think when you went to a restaurant that the Chinese lettering that you saw on the wall, the Chinese, what we perceive as the Chinese style lettering in the menu, was actually some kind of Chinese font? Was the way they wrote? Really? So I'm seeing your host, listen to Real CCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. This is the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Now, listen, people, you know, my next guest is coming on here in a second. I keep telling you, you've got to push back. You've got to fight. And I don't mean grab the bat and do the violent stuff in the street like they claim that we do. We're not those people. But you really have to push back. You know, I've seen restaurant owners. I've seen some church owners. I've seen some others. When they show up on site, these people have they know their rights. They're well-educated. So, you know, when the police show up or the CDC or whoever shows up on your property, no warrant, no entry. It's really that simple. You have a right to be that way. But most of us don't have the spine to push back and make that happen. Well, you know, when you put your when you put your house and your family and I won't say your life, but your life savings, because you've opened up a restaurant or a business or what have you, you better learn how to protect yourself, because as you've seen, the government's not going to do that for you. And who I've named him the constitutionalist, Tony Roman joins me. He's the owner of Basilico's Pasta and Vino in Southern California. And Tony, I'm really excited to have you on with me tonight. I really am.
Well, it's an honor to be on the air with you, fellow Paisan, and all your patriots. And I wish I was up there, because if I was, I'd be bringing some cannolis with me so we can enjoy those while we did the show.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I frequently talk about my Italian heritage, and I'm an American. I was born on this soil. I'm first generation American here, but I am very proud of my Italian heritage, if you would. And all the people that came here on the boat, and truly came here on the boat, they're all so proud to be Americans. And
that's right.
They were so proud to be able to make it here. And my aunt, who is 84 years old, grew up in true fascism, you know, during the days of Mussolini. And I talk to her frequently, and her heart bleeds for what she sees Americans giving into here in this country. And she agreed, you know, she says, you got to fight back. You can't let this happen. And you did that. Why don't you give people a quick story about what you did at your restaurant to kind of hold Governor Nuisance at bay?
Sure. Yeah, and I want to say, too, in my household, it was the same way. I grew up, it was all about America first, above and beyond everything else.
Yep.
So for us, when I heard about the shutdown, I said to myself, it's not going to happen here. I thought about our founders who sacrificed so much to give us what we have, the protections of our God-given freedoms. I thought about our soldiers over the last 244 years who have fought and died, sacrificing everything to defend those gifts that we all enjoy that are so precious to us all. And so what I did is I decided, you know what, I'm gonna convert this business, and it could have been a plot of dirt with a door on it. I didn't care what it was, but I was going to defend it as a constitutional battleground. And I got my guys, my young guys on my staff, all in line, and that's exactly what we did. The difference between us and everybody else is we've been doing it since day one, and we didn't resist. We went on the attack. We've been pushing the other side off the cliff. Whenever we see any enemies of freedom, we go on the attack. And examples of that are, the first thing I did was I flew a "Don't Tread on Me, Live Free or Die" flag in front of the restaurant. That was our symbol, signal to the community that we were going to stand up and fight. And then we banned the masks. You can't get in with a mask. In fact, if you even try getting in with a mask, we'll stop you at the door. You can't even stay on the property. We'll actually push you off the entire. You can't even be within, like, I think it's like 25, 30 feet of the door. And it's funny, sometimes when we tell people take the mask off, and they pull it off, and it's hanging off their ear, as you see people often do, we'll say, no, 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 it's not good enough, take it all the way off. Then they'll take it off to hold their hand. We'll say, that's still not good enough. Throw in the trash, put it in your purse, put it in your pocket. We don't want to see any remnants of the lockdown inside here, which is why, too, when Newsom, who I call the tiny tyrant Sacramento, Gavin Pelosi, that's how I refer to him, when he imposed the curfews, we extended the hours. And we do all this stuff publicly, boldly, openly. We don't hide. We've had zero restrictions the entire time since day one. We have wait times of people, patriots driving from all over the place to come down and experience what vintage America still is. And you'll see that and feel that inside our restaurant. There are no scars of surrender inside our restaurant whatsoever. You won't see any of it.
You know, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I keep telling people that. We are supposed to be fighting back. You know, founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment. I'm not suggesting you pick up a gun and start shooting people in the streets, but they gave us the Second Amendment because they knew we were going to have a way to fight back against tyranny. Now, you don't always have to use a gun. I mean, sometimes just doing exactly, you know, what Tony is doing and other businesses are doing right now. Look, here's the beauty behind capitalism. He's decided that there's a certain group that he doesn't want in his restaurant. He's allowed to do that. That's what capitalism is all about. They can go eat somewhere else, or if you want to partake of real freedom, real liberty, you head over to Tony's, you sit, you eat, and you know, you deal with it that way without him. You don't have to keep picking your mask up to take a drink or put it back down. This is craziness. It never, you know,
but
Italian,
yeah,
that'd be even tougher to work.
That's right. That's right. But I want people to understand, though, when we made our stand, we never made it about our business, about paying rent and crying the blues about having to pay our bills and we're going to lose our business. People lose businesses every day, and they're rebuilt every day. We made our stand about our stand was in defense of liberty and freedom only. We made that clear. You'll never hear me in any interviews that I do or speeches that I give ever talk about the business, because it's not about that. That's small. You got to make this fight about something bigger than yourself. That's why I go crazy when I hear these business owners now, a year in, they suddenly want to fight and stand up, and they're still doing it halfway. They're crying on TV with their masks on, or they're halfway open. Indoors closed, outdoors open. Their employees are wearing masks. Masks are optional. No, we ban it all. And you have to take a hard stand. It's an all or nothing fight. It's a take no prisoners fight. It's the only way we're going to win our country back. Okay. And it's no compromise, period. And like you said earlier, unless they come in with a warrant, no. They came with a warrant, OSHA did, with a search warrant, and the police. They came the first time without it. The second time, they warned us they come with the warrant. They showed up, and we stonewalled them still. We don't want any footprints of the enemy in our restaurant, ever. We stonewalled them, and we're going to stonewall everybody to the end.
Oh, cool. Good for you. So tell me, how are clientele are taking it, but how are the employees dealing with this? How are they dealing with, no masks and being open and just being free?
Well, in the beginning, they're young guys, they're 20s, early 30s. They thought I was nuts, but when I explained to them what was at stake, I figured, I'm gonna lead, and these guys are gonna see what I'm fighting for, and they're gonna understand it, and they all did. And now they're as fierce as I am, and I had a young guy a couple months back. He's about 26. He came up to me and said, "Tony, your fight is turning us all into lions." That made me
God
very proud.
Bless, man. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to go on with that line of thinking. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The latest in a string of mass shootings. A gunman has opened fire at a cabinet-making company in Bryan, Texas. One person is dead and several are wounded, including a state trooper who was shot while pursuing the suspect.
The suspect shot at our trooper. Our trooper was shot. He has been life-flighted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan.
Officer Craig Cummings said the suspect is in custody. It happened the same day that President Biden announced some executive actions to take on gun control. He said the issue is a public health crisis.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
The president also pushed Congress to move forward on some issues he promised as a candidate.
This Senate should immediately pass three House-passed bills to close loopholes that allow gun purchasers to bypass the background checks.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. You listen to Real Tide on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com, or if you want a text alert, it's real simple. TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Look, if you're visiting Southern California, and a lot of you will, we already know this, okay? You want to look up and head over to Basilico's Pasta and Vino in Southern California. It's really that simple. Can't be any easier than that. I've asked Tony Roman to join me. He's a constitutionalist. As far as I'm concerned, he's willing to fight for his rights. He understands truly what freedom and liberty is all about. And it's so easy to lose. And, Tony, again, I really am glad you joined me tonight.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it so much that you've invited me. It's a real honor. Thank you.
You know, it's part of this, though, we were talking about during the break, and I talk about a lot in the show. I think it's a true statement. Our immediate relatives actually came here on a boat. They actually came here from Italy. They actually left through fascism, and they drilled it. And I can't speak for your family, but they drilled it into my head. This is what they left. This is what they ran away from. Don't ever let that happen here to you. Don't let those liberties and freedoms get take away from you, because it's going to be so hard to get back. I'm sure you have some of the same stories.
Yeah. Now you're dealing with a Mussolini wannabe, you know, Gavin Pelosi. So, you know, it's pretty sad. And like you said earlier about the violence, yeah, you don't need violence. Your violence is your, is when you hit back and punch them in the face with your actions, you know, and that's what we do always. You know, people have asked us, I get calls from around the country and around the world asking me, Tony, how are you fighting? How have you been able to stand up since day one of the lockdown and never change a thing and actually do the opposite of what they're asking us to do? And I tell them, and they ask me, oh, you know, who's your lawyer and what politicians are you hooked up with? And I said, no, you don't need any of that. They don't need any of that. I don't have anybody. All you got to do is fight. And as far as setting a legal precedent, I think about George Washington. When he fought the British, he didn't file a lawsuit. He just kicked their asses, right? He didn't do anything else. So for me, the only precedent I want to set is a fighting precedent. And you don't need lawyers. I mean, at some point, if you get arrested or if you have to file, a claim or, if there's something else that you want to do to help navigate your way through the court system, I understand that. But to fight, you just fight. You stand up. And I tell people this too, if you don't have the same love and passion as I do in my heart for this country, then you're not going to fight as hard as I do. People ask me all the time, where do you get it from? It comes deep within my heart. It's as simple as that.
I'll give your parents and your grandparents some credit, because I'm sure you heard stories about stuff that they were going through over in Italy. I'm sure you heard about how fragile freedom truly is when you were growing up as a kid.
Well, for me, I didn't even have to hear the stories. I just saw the love and passion that they had for the country when they were here. That's all they talked about. I mean, they waved the American flags. My grandmother, when she passed, she always said, send me away with an American flag in my hand. She didn't ask about an Italian flag. Every time she'd see the American flag, she'd have tears in her eyes. So that's what it's about. And I think that, when you're taught how exceptional this country is, and you're taught at a young age, and you're taught the history, you're taught the traditions and the culture, it gets in your blood, and it never leaves you.
What's funny is we hear, I want to get to your employees in a second, but you're constantly hearing stories about how hard it is for certain groups to make it here. They come from other countries, they come from other places, and they start off with a disadvantage. Well, our ancestors came here, our relatives came here from a different country. They came here with a disadvantage. They barely spoke, probably many of them didn't speak English at all, but because they wanted a better life for their kids, for themselves, they worked hard at it, and they made a difference. And many of my relatives started their own businesses or went on to work for people for years and years. And I have a couple of family members that were cops that went in because they felt like they wanted to serve the community of this great country. And I think we're kind of starting to lose that, because there's a lot of people that coming here for the entitlement, not just coming here for the entitlement, that are here, and they want the government to take care of them. Give me some of your thoughts.
Yeah, 100%. You're exactly right. Our family, our ancestors came and they wanted to assimilate. They wanted to be Americans. They were proud to be Americans. They couldn't wait to take that oath. And you see people now and they're just coming here just to feed off the pig, And you hear about these billions and billions and billions of dollars that are being sent home to other places that could be circulating within our own economy. And a lot of them just want to go back after they're done saving money and build businesses and raise their families in the countries where they came from. They didn't even want to stay here. Right. It's not like the old days where people, when they came here, just professed their love and passion for this country. And you could see it in their eyes when they talked about it. You don't see that anymore. And I think that's what's really weakening us all.
Yeah, exactly. We're not all here for this, same reason, for the better life and that kind of stuff. You were talking about your employees and you went over to 100 miles an hour, which people need to understand. You were an example to them of how to fight for freedom, how to fight for liberty, and you gave them real information to work with, and you turned many of them to also loving and wanting freedom and liberty, correct?
That's exactly right. I mean, these guys, you should see them now. First, they were scared to stop anybody at the door with a mask. And the reason why I banned masks is because of what they represent. To me, they symbolize the entire lockdown. To me, if the masks would have disappeared, if just the men would have taken their masks off, if the real men out there, I challenge them, if they were to take their damn masks off, this thing would have been over. But, the masks to me symbolize the lockdown. They symbolize fear, control, surrender, and everything else that goes along with that. And at first, these guys were afraid to confront anybody at the door. Now, they're running to the door. They can't wait. They can't wait because they know what it means. They know what their actions now represent, and they love being a part of it. I mean, there are people that come down and eat with us and want a seat close to the door because they want to see the show when it happens, And when we stop them at the door, people that have their mask on, they're shocked when we stop them. They're like deer caught in the headlights. They're so confused. Their brains short circuit because they've been told for so long to put the mask on, and now we're telling them you can't get in with a mask, and confuses them. But it's but it makes me very, very proud when I see these guys step up, when I need them to.
That's great. And then again, you know, locals, I know you've got people coming from all over to support you, and this is what I push on the show, too. Look, you need to support constitutional, liberty-loving, businesses and enterprises and organizations. We really need to do that instead of running away from them and not letting people see you in those places. What kind of support are you getting from the general community as a whole, maybe without mentioning any names, even, policemen and elected officials or what have you?
Well, it's surprising still that people in the public are still afraid to show their face. They do it quietly. But the general public, we get people who drive as far away as Utah, Arizona, San Francisco, Santa Barbara, San Diego, tons of people from L.A. We have people coming. We've had some nights where the waits are 5 hours long, and they're having a good time outside because it's now turned into like a 1776 tavern, and that's how it feels when you walk inside. Feeling inside is so beautiful with the patriots everywhere. And people need to support people who demonstrate that they're American patriots and that they're loyal to this country and what it stands for. That's who you need to support. People who just look at their business as just a business, especially now, our business has turned into much more than a business or a restaurant. It's a movement now, and it means so much more. And to look back and think before this it was only a business, I can't even remember how that felt anymore. You know what I mean? It's so much more. It means so much more to me now just because we took a stand. We didn't expect all this attention, everything that's happened since. They took a shot at us, and we reacted. I punched back 10 times harder, like I said, and the rest is history, and here we are. And I've met so many great people during the experience, people like you and Bradley Dean and Tim Brown and all the rest of them. It's been great. It's been great.
Well, and people don't know what patriotism is anymore. They really, this is the way I feel. They really don't understand what it means to be a true patriot. And they think back to the days of 1776 and they don't get it. But, man, I tell people all the time, when they think they can't beat the government, our founding father took on the most powerful military on the planet. You got to think about that. And they knew what they were doing. And they believed that with God's help, and if they stayed strong and stay true to the cause, they would win, and they did win. And I believe we can do the same thing. I believe if we stay, stay true to it, keep punching, as you say, and you can. You'll come through on the other side as a winner. So I'm glad to see you getting all that support and what have you, and it's just great to see a guy like you. You know, the example that you're making, that you're giving to other people, either going into business, who have businesses. I mean, seriously, after the commercial, let's talk a little bit on how you did push back and how you got them to back down. Joe Basini, your host, is the Real Side. Don't go far. Tony Roman joins me. He's the owner of Basilico's Pasta and Vino in Southern California. Matter of fact, go far after the show. Drive out and see him. We'll be back in a few minutes.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com, where you can find all kinds of stuff. But there's a little box in the right-hand corner. Sign up for the newsletter. And I only send it out once a week. I even forget sometimes. But I send it out once a week, kind of let you know what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be doing. And there's giveaways on there. There's all kinds of stuff going on that you can check out and find out about. And my Paisan, you know, he fixed me. I'm seriously, you know, that's what we're supposed to do to each other so we don't continue to look like fools. Here's my new constitutionalist friend, Tony Roman, owner of Basilico's Pasta e Vino. Pasta e Vino.
Yes.
And for you,
nailed it.
Yeah, for you Americans, like my aunt used to say, that means pasta and wine. Okay, so I'll translate for you. But You know, Tony, quick kind of funny thing around the holidays, at Thanksgiving especially, we always had, you know, the traditional stuff, minigot and lasagna and that kind of stuff. And there was always this little poor looking turkey out on the corner. Like we found him in the street, right? And she always said that, well, that was for the Americans that came by in case they didn't appreciate
it. That's so funny. That's good. Yeah. I bet it was good, though.
Oh, hey, listen, it was good. It was all good food. It was too much food. And, you know, you go into a food coma for 2 days on stuff like
that. That's a nice coma to be in, though.
It was the family being together, which is, you know, I've talked about this on the show a lot. It's kind of what we're missing today. You know, Sunday at the patriarch's house, Sunday at grandma and grandpa's house, or auntie and uncle's house, depending on, you know, how old grandma and grandpa are. And you had a sense of family. You had a sense of understanding. You really knew, you had your connection that was reset once a week. You don't see that in families anymore, do you?
That's why I make it a point to see my mother every Sunday. Yeah, it's important. Very important.
It is. Helps keep you grounded, doesn't it? No matter where you're at.
That's right. Always. Yeah, she knows best. Always. Yeah, especially your mother.
Yeah, mama will miss you in no time. Yeah, no kidding, right?
That's right.
And the shorter, the stronger they are, right? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
So
I agree.
We were talking about how, you know, as the city officials or state officials, whoever came in to speak with you, how were you able to keep them at bay? I mean, sure, again, as to my point, you don't have to get violent with these people. There are ways to keep them out, and it doesn't require violence.
Well, the way I see it is, in most wars, it's the soldiers that go off and fight. In this war that they've declared on us, you know, you have to keep in mind that the governor here, Gavin Pelosi, what he did was he decided he was going to target small business owners as his enemy. So for me, I felt it's the obligation of every small business owner to stand up and fight and commit your business as a battleground, just like I did. I felt blessed, you know, to fight in this battle. I welcomed it. And I think he especially targeted restaurants and beers because when you think about it, that's where rebellions always formed. They formed in restaurants and taverns, right? So it's a gathering place, and he wanted to keep people apart. So for us, you know, when we committed it as a constitutional battleground, like I said, we never made it about business. We made it about something bigger than that. I think that the enemies of freedom understood that our fight was different than everyone else's. Everyone else that they faced were so afraid to lose stuff. They were afraid to lose a liquor license or a business license or be fined and cited and even go to jail. But when, you know, for us, we thought about the soldiers who are even around the world right now facing real bullets and bombs. Right. So for us, we're not afraid at all. We think about what they're putting at risk. So for us to get, you know, to lose a license or, you know, to lose anything in this fight, we're not backing down ever. It doesn't matter. I made it very clear that we're going to risk everything. We're laying everything on the line. We're not afraid to lose it all. And I think when an enemy in any fight understands they're fighting somebody like that, they're more likely to back down.
Oh,
and
sure.
They back down since.
Yeah, when you see something like that, Michelle. Hey, Tony, give us a short a restaurant lesson, if you would. You know, we hear stories all the time. You know, the restaurants can only open with X amount. You know, you can only fill 25% of the place. And I don't know a whole bunch of them. My cousins were a little bit in the restaurant business. But the whole idea is not only do you have to have the place full, but you've got to keep turning tables in order to really, you know, put any kind of money in your pocket to speak of. So, you know, they're talking in New York City, over 40% of the restaurant businesses will not come back again there. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, those are the scars of surrender that I talked about.
Right.
And because we don't have that, you know, when people comply, anyone who complies, you are an accomplice to the destruction of this country in the last 12 months. And if you think that your business is going to feel the same when you reopen, it's not. We have people coming to our restaurant even now and say, you know, we used to have this this favorite place we used to go to, but we go there now, we stop in, it doesn't feel the same since they shut down. Because it doesn't. Right. It feels haunted almost, right, from the, you know, from the shutdown. But our restaurant continues to feel like vintage America, like I said earlier, like exactly like it did before the shutdown. You are not truly open unless you're truly open, meaning no remnants of the lockdowns. I remember one day I walked in, one of my young guys put a bottle of hand sanitizer on the table. I said, well, you know, what's this doing here? And he said, Tony, you know, I thought it was a good idea. I was afraid. I picked that thing up and chucked it across the street. I said, never want to see any of this stuff inside here. No signs of lockdown ever. You know, and people understand that when they come in, they don't see anybody with masks ever, and they never have. They don't see hand sanitizer bottles all over the place. No shields, no social distancing, none of that stuff. It's exactly how it was before March 19th. That's when the shutdown started. So, but I would say in terms of the restaurant business, you know what? Just do things with a lot of love and attention, and the customers will feel that. And when they feel that, they feel cared about. They feel like they're at a home away from home, and I think that matters a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, there's a lot of restaurants I went to also, you know, here in California over the years, and you felt at home when you went to those places. One of my favorite places during the shutdown also was at a business, you know, an old Italian joint, been around for 40, 50 years. And, you know, with L.A. County, they were pretty tough on her, and they ended up closing the place down. But to your point, I mean, there was enough of a clientele, there were enough people that would have supported her, that I'm not going to tell somebody how they should run their business, but she could have stayed open, she could have stayed fighting, and she'd still be here today. And she did a lot for the community. That's the other thing. You know, people don't realize that, you know, a restaurant like yours, you're what is classified as a mom and pop restaurant. You're not a big chain. And
exactly.
I'm sure you
were part of the community. Yeah. We took a lot of hate when we took our stand, especially from L.A. where they love the lockdowns. Mm-hmm. We took a lot of heat, a lot of hate. People threatened me, threatened to burn the restaurant down and everything else. So I thought to myself, how do I stick it in their face? How do I get some Italian revenge, you know? So like the line in The Godfather, leave the gun, take the cannoli, I put a 48-foot billboard in the heart of Beverly Hills that said, leave the mask, take the cannoli. And, you know, that was our rub. You know, I wanted to rub it in their face a little bit. And it was up there for a month, which was great. So, their heads exploded. Yeah. I mean, their heads exploded. And every time their heads explode, I'm just loving it.
Well, what I love about this, too, again, it is truly them. I would call it a warning shot, if you would. You know, I don't believe in conspiracies, but I do believe there's a lot more going on here than what we're seeing. And, you know, when 2 weeks turns out to be over a year, that's a problem. And I think it was a warning shot to see how quickly or what it would take to get us compliant 100%. And I'm glad
speaking of warning shots.
Back.
Yeah, speaking of warning shots, as a symbol of our defiance, I put a Civil War cannon in our restaurant, and it's facing the doors, which is pretty funny. Yeah, you got to come down and see it. I think you'll love it.
God.
And it actually fires. It actually fires. When you and Bradley and Tim come out, we'll take it out. We'll fire it.
That's great. And I mean, listen, seriously, you need more of that kind of stuff. I mean, and I'm glad you're being an example to others that that again wouldn't know what to do, wouldn't know how to push back, would feel like they were one of the only ones pushing back. But there are others out there. And I wish you guys, more of you guys, would come forward and say, no, I didn't close down. This is what we did to stay open. So before we run out of time, I want you to tell people now, we do have people listening like in Ohio and Massachusetts and Florida. So when you get into town, I don't expect you to drive overnight to get there, but when you get into town, you got to visit Tony's place. Tell them where your place is, Tony.
Basilico's Pasta e Vino in Huntington Beach. Our website is basilicospastavino.com. I also set up a website called Make Restaurants Great Again, where I challenge other businesses across the country to do exactly, the same things that we've done here during the lockdown. And you can find us on Instagram at basilicoshb, like Huntington Beach.
Yeah, and Tony, really, God bless you, man. And, you're an example for other people, other small business owners, not necessarily just restaurants, but other small business owners.
Yep.
That have to realize they've got a right to be open. They've got a
right,
you know, to make money, to be free, to have liberty. Anyhow,
amen.
All right, and we'll have you
thank
back
you.
Out again
thank
as
you.
It progresses. All right,
I appreciate it. Pleasure being on with you. God bless. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, no, seriously, guys, when you find a small business like this, a guy like this, who's willing to fight. All right, he's willing to put it all on the line for you. You got to support them. It's like I tell you about me and other guys like myself. Support us, because we're out there fighting the fight too. We are blessed to have a microphone. He's blessed to have a business, and that way there we can keep it going. We can keep the message going. Can you imagine the people that are walking around in fear, that are petrified, and they go into Tony's restaurant, and they realize, you know what, this isn't bad. I don't feel unsafe. This is great. I actually feel this warm, friendly atmosphere. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the emails that you send and the communications during the show. God bless. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day, and I expect you back tomorrow. Don't make me come to your house and drag you over here. We'll be back tomorrow.